This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock on Friday welcomed a decision by Britain's medicines regulator to approve the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 12 to 15. The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency said that the clinical trial data show the vaccine that was safe and effective in that age group. The United States and European Union have also approved the Pfizer vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds. Mexican officials said Friday they will use 1 million U.S. doses of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine to inoculate people along the border. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says the vaccinations along Mexico's northern border with the United States is part of an effort to fully reopen border crossings, which are currently restricted to essential travel. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has quietly tasked six humanitarian groups with recommending which migrants should be allowed into the United States to pursue asylum as it faces mounting pressure to lift public health rules that have barred people from seeking protection. The groups will determine who is most vulnerable of those waiting in Mexico to get to the U.S. Russian President Vladimir Putin is setting a tough tone for his summit with U.S. President Joe Biden. Speaking at an economic forum Friday in St. Petersburg, Putin accused Washington of trying to contain Russia's development and cited its response to the deadly January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol as a manifestation of the West's double standards. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has presided over a meeting of the ruling party and his first public appearance in about a month, and he called for a larger political conference to discuss efforts to salvage a decaying economy. Kim said that there was a need to correct deflective measures and called for a meeting of the Workers' Party's Central Committee to review overall state affairs. While Kim said North Korea was continuing to face challenges, state media did not mention any comments he made toward the United States or South Korea. Kim's appearance was the first time he showed himself in public since May 6th. North Korea's economy has deteriorated further amid pandemic border closures, which significantly reduced trade with China, its major ally. The U.S. State Department is now on Friday calling for Nicaragua to free the opposition figure Christiana Chamorro, who is being held at her home after her laptops and cell phones were taken away. She is a potential presidential candidate in the November 7th elections and the daughter of the former president Violeta Barrios de Chamorro. Her detention is the latest in a series of moves by the president, Daniel Ortega, that his critics say are to prevent candidates from running against him in his reelection bid. On Tuesday, the government charged Chamorro with money laundering involving alleged financial irregularities related to the foundation named in her mother's name. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says that it has recalled its Gaza director for consultations. He faced threats over remarks in which he appeared to praise Israel's huge sophistication in carrying out precision strikes during last month's Gaza war. The UNRWA, which provides essential health, education, and other services in the territory, said late Thursday that it was seriously concerned about the threats, including a very large protest outside its Gaza headquarters. The agency's Gaza director has expressed regret over his remarks, which were widely circulated in Israeli media and online, and says any civilian deaths are unacceptable. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.